Well, that was another load of rubbish at the Valley last night when Charlton drew 2-2 with Cardiff City. Another 2-0 lead for the Addicts thrown away right at the death with yet more poor defending. And manager Phil Parkinson is saying that it's down to tactical naivety. Well, the only naivety I saw was in his team selection and his tactics. Nothing to do with naivety on the part of the players. It was Parkinson that made the substitutions and was seen to be actively encouraging them to get behind the ball. Well, 11 behind the ball for 10, 15 minutes is always going to lead to pressure, and that's always likely to lead to a goal, and that was exactly the case last night. I think Phil Parkinson has demonstrated yet again why he's not the man for the job at the Valley. Yeah, he showed that when he was caretaker. 8 games without a win as a caretaker, should never have been given the job in the first place, and it's just gone on from bad to worse there. This season we've conceded 71 goals, yet we don't seem to see any real changes at the back. Butterfield is awful at right back. Where's Mutakil? Parkinson also saying we concede far too many free kicks around the edge of the box. Well, if you're defending in your box, you're always likely to do that. And with Kelly Huger being a bit like a headless chicken again, that was always likely to happen. Grant Baisie has got to come in there. I'm sorry, Parkinson. Time to go. Well, I don't really want to end this this boo on a negative note, so let's just talk about some of the positives from last night, and it's very easy to pick them out. I think Nick Bailey is starting to look like he can actually play out there wide on the left. I know he has to cut in on his right foot to get across him, but he's starting to deliver some balls from that side and thoroughly deserved his goal. And, of course, the best player on the pitch again last night, Jonjo Shelvey. I really can't see us keeping hold of him next season. So let's just enjoy the kid while we can. Wonderful player.